Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical-type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio. We are on Facebook Live today if you want to check us out there at Happy Hunterdon or Happy to Help on Facebook. And today I'm very excited to welcome Erica Lutz. She is the Executive Director for the Fulbright Programs in Belgium, Luxembourg, and Schumann. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you so much for having me.
So can we just start out by telling us about your incredible background and focus on education and how you ended up, growing up in New Jersey, but then traveling around the world and living in Belgium. I'll let you tell it, but tell us how you got here today.
Thank you so much. It's always interesting to look back on life's journeys, especially a year like this one where you have a second to look back and reflect. It's incredible to think that this year is the 11th year that I'm the executive director of the Fulbright program based in Brussels, and it's been such an amazing opportunity. 11 years is indeed a long time to be the executive director, and fortunate enough to work with some fantastic staff based in Brussels. So yeah, I'm from New Jersey. I grew up here locally in Basking Ridge. And left for college and went off to Belgium for graduate school eventually. And after some couple years at the University of Leuven, which is where Stella Artois is brewed, then I was fortunate enough to be picked up as an intern with the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. And the U.S. ambassador had me there for about 2 years before a job opened up at the Fulbright program. And the Fulbright program itself, although I didn't know a lot about it before I started working there, is based all around the world in just about every single country. And it's a program that is in part sponsored by the U.S. State Department, so our U.S. taxpayer dollars, as well as countries all around the world. So in a place like Belgium, half the money is coming from the U.S. State Department and the other half coming from the Kingdom of Belgium. And it's a program that is sponsoring people that are graduating from undergrad. So, for example, they could be seniors applying for master's degrees abroad. It could be someone who's doing PhD research. It could be someone who is doing a postdoctoral study or someone who is even doing a project. There's even an English language program for teachers, people who are young adults who would like to be teaching English abroad. Some really big programs that are out there in the world, including that in Brussels and in Luxembourg and this Fulbright Schumann program. So a lot of exciting things that have happened over the years, and I just can't believe that it's been more than a decade.
That's amazing. And is Fulbright, is it named after someone named Fulbright?
Exactly, that's right. Senator Fulbright out of Arkansas, so someone who has an interesting and complicated past, someone who was kind of against the civil rights movement inside of the United States and yet had such a broad vision externally. So somebody who really wanted a